As the Second World War came to an end across Europe, there were huge questions as to what would happen with many of the people who were displaced. But there were worries as to what would happen to prisoners of war too, and different armies treated their captives much better than others. The Soviets were known for their harsh and rough treatment of the captives they took, and huge scores of people were executed and tortured to death within the Soviet Gulag camps. There were throughout World War II around 3 million German prisoners of war taken by the Soviets, with the majority being taken following the fight back of the Red Army as they pushed towards Germany. There were many prisoners of war released roughly 5 years after the war had come to an end, but it's believed that up to 1 million German prisoners of war were actually killed at the hands of the Soviets after World War II. Welcome to the Untold Past. Today we look at the execution of the captured German soldiers in the Soviet Union. And as always, to support our channel, please make sure to subscribe. In the early years of the Second World War, no one could have imagined that Adolf Hitler planned to invade the Soviet Union, as he signed a treaty with Stalin to divide up Poland between the two nations. The Molotov-Ribbentrop Pact also guaranteed a ceasefire between Nazi Germany and the Soviet Union for 10 years, but this would not last long. On the 22nd of June 1941, Hitler's German army rolled into the Soviet Union, and they pushed far into Stalin's lands. As things went well for the Germans, there were few German prisoners who fell into Soviet hands, but after the Battle of Moscow, and the retreat that came of the German army and the Axis forces, there were many who were captured. In the first months of 1942, there were 120,000 prisoners inside of Soviet prisoner of war camps, and they had to expand these because of the increasing numbers. The biggest and most shameful capitulation for the Wehrmacht during the conflict was the Battle of Stalingrad, and the Red Army encirclement led to the surrender of the German 6th Army and Field Marshal Paulus, as well as many other prominent soldiers and officers. Because of this, the prisoner of war numbers rose, but around 85,000 German soldiers died within months of being captured at Stalingrad due to the conditions that they were kept in, and the starvation and lack of sufficient clothing they were given. The death rate within the Soviet camps was dependent mostly on the situation itself inside the Soviet Union, and prisoners were regularly worked to death to provide food for the Soviet people. The prisoners of war were used for forced labour, and those who cooperated with the Soviets were given slightly better treatment and also better food rations and supplies. But many had been, through years and years of brainwashing by the Nazis, been informed and told that the Soviets were the enemy and the worst of the worst, and people who needed to be destroyed. Hitler even issued orders amongst the Wehrmacht to slaughter Soviet political commissars who were to be executed on sight without any questions asked to wipe out communism. This commissar order led to thousands of deaths. But with the increasing advances of the Soviet army and Operation Bagration and the mass German withdrawal and retreat, many more soldiers were taken as prisoner of war, and by April 1945, 2 million Germans were inside Soviet hands. In total, 2.8 million Wehrmacht soldiers and military personnel were locked up by the Soviet Union, and a large amount were released by the end of 1946, and there are actually more German prisoners held by the British and in French captivity. Inside of the Soviet Union, though, things were very tough for the majority of those captured German soldiers. The Soviet Union had never signed the Geneva Conventions, meaning that the German prisoners of war were not subjected to the laws and rules of warfare, and these stated that prisoners were banned from excessive work, and also the prisoners were required a specific daily amount of calories to consume. But with the Soviets not signing this, they could treat the German prisoners exactly how they wanted. The POWs were, at the end of the war, ordered to help rebuild much of the destroyed country and the infrastructure, and many were worked to death doing this. Lots were sent to logging camps in Siberia, or were subjected to mining in the Ural Mountains, where conditions were terrible and the weather was extreme. One German POW claimed that he was subjected to brutal assaults on a daily basis, disease, hunger, and the cold. Another former prisoner claimed that, At first, we had to load 2 train cars with wood during 1 work shift. Then the norm was increased to 3 cars. We were forced to work 16 hours a day, on Sundays and holidays also. We returned to the camp at 9 or 10 o'clock in the evening, but often at midnight. We received watery soup and fell asleep, so that the next day at 5 in the morning, we would go to work again. The German occupations of these lands during the Second World War had caused horror and wide-scale slaughter, as Nazi death squads rounded up civilians who were executed. In fact, some of these crimes still remain undiscovered to this day, and many of the prisoners of war held by the Soviets were killed in acts of revenge, and to many of the guards of these camps, the people who were locked up were the worst of the worst enemy. One of the highest causes of death amongst captured German soldiers was dystrophy, which was caused by malnutrition, but a number of prisoners of war tried to bring their ordeals to an end, and they even refused food, and sometimes even consumed dangerous substances, so they would either be released from their work, as they were too weak to work, or then be sent back to Germany. Some were even killed by the decisions they'd made to starve, or died from their actions. Many of those who were held were sentenced as war criminals to large periods and terms of forced labour. There are differing accounts as to how many Germans died inside Soviet captivity. The Soviets claimed that 356,000 out of 2.4 million died, but others claimed that it was much more than this. Some claim that around 35% of German POWs died in Soviet hands, and the Germans estimate that around 1.1 million people died, and that the greatest number of these deaths occurred at the end of 1945 and the beginning of 1946. This was due to the especially harsh winter and the lack of proper clothing that the prisoners were given, as well as further problems with food and supplies reaching prisoners and different camps. A German officer, Heinrich Eichenberg, claimed that the stomach problem was above all. Soul and body were sold for a plate of soup or a piece of bread. Hunger spoiled people, corrupted them, and turned them into animals. The theft of products from our own comrades has become common. Repatriations of German prisoners of war were carried out, in part, in the years after the end of the Second World War, and the German prisoners had built huge new pieces of infrastructure and repaired some of the damage caused by the German army and the war. But let's remember that the Germans had embarked on a mission of slaughter and execution across the Soviet Union, and many Soviet guards treated the Germans with this in mind, even years after the end of the war, and they saw them as the eternal enemy. But the executions and torture of the German prisoners of war were endless, and there were many who succumbed to their ordeals. Thanks for watching. To support our channel, please make sure to subscribe, and once again, thank you so much for watching.